from KQED.
Let's take our focus now from water to the air. There's one sound you can hear on almost any street in the state, from Ukiah to El Centro. Leaf blowers, hedge trimmers, gas mowers, all wielded by a small army of gardening crews across the state. Well, according to air quality officials, these small but loud motors are the biggest polluters in California, and the state is planning some sweeping changes to fix that. From Los Angeles, David Gorn reports.
They look pretty innocuous, all of those landscaping crews tending the lawns and gardens of California. But here's the thing. In just a few years' time, those leaf blowers and other small gas engines will create more ozone pollution than all of the passenger cars in the state. I know, that sounds difficult to believe. More pollution from leaf blowers than cars. So here you go. Listen to Michael Benjamin tell you the same thing. He's a division chief at the California Air Resources Board.
We expect that ozone-contributing pollutants from small off-road engines will exceed those same emissions from cars around the 2020 time frame.
There's a reason for that, Benjamin says. Regulations on car exhaust have gotten tighter and tighter over the years, substantially reducing their ozone-damaging emissions. There have been some controls on those smaller gas engines, but not enough, Benjamin says. And pollutants from all of those hedge trimmers and gas chainsaws across the state, they add up.
There are about 16 million pieces of small off-road equipment in California. That compares to a vehicle population that's maybe 18 million statewide.
The California Air Resources Board just proposed a new rule change to lower emissions from small gas engines by 85% within a decade, starting in 2020. Noe Bautista has been on the front line of that pollution most of his life, working on a gardening crew, inhaling the formaldehyde, benzene, particulate matter, and other toxics. Enduring up to 100 decibels of noise, the constant machine vibration, 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, for decades.
It's pretty bad. You gotta be smelling all the smoke all the time, and it really causes you a lot of healthy problems, allergies, and getting sick all the time.
Cal OSHA does have workplace safety guidelines, but Bautista says the young guys on most crews won't wear face masks or earplugs. Now Bautista runs his own gardening crew and is determined his workers won't endure the same health problems he's had.
You can feel the gas smell right away, and you have a headache right away with all that smoke.
That's why Bautista agreed to work with a nonprofit based in Santa Monica called American Green Zone Alliance, which is trying to get these crews to switch to electric machinery. Dan Maid heads the group, and at an expansive backyard in western Los Angeles, he has a wide lawn full of equipment spread out for workers to test.
So now you're ready to go, and push down the top and pull the bottom. Oh man, this thing could rip. I'm telling you, it rips.
These smaller gardening crews tend to be mostly Latino, and Maid says it's going to be a challenge to reach them all.
You can call it environmental justice. A demographic that wasn't really being addressed.
Of course, cost will be the sticking point. Many small crews could have trouble affording an upgrade to cleaner equipment. The Air Quality Board is putting $200,000 as seed money toward an incentive program to help. But an official at the California Landscape Contractors Association says these kind of programs usually fall woefully short of actual replacement cost. And the association is worried that manufacturers could pass on costs from new requirements in the form of higher prices.
The machine's really light, it's really maneuverable, and it cuts pretty good, to be honest with you. It cuts really good, actually.
Bautista, for one, is ponying up the cash now and making the switch.
It is really nice that there are these new equipment, you know, which is the future, all the landscaping industry.
Not only for health reasons, not only to get ahead of impending new regulations, but he says cost is actually in his favor. With huge recent improvements in battery life and power, he hopes in the long run, he's going to save a little money. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn in Los Angeles.